Can anything good come out of Brussels? Well, with international Jewry's reign of financial terror across the Eurozone, operating out of Brussels, and command of globalization's financial trading service, SWIFT, also operating out of Brussels, most would answer with a resounding, no way. And now, with Zionist Jewry's, headed by AIPAC, and its countless powerful lobbies throughout the Western world, latest personification of evil focused on Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and its supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, Jewry's weapons of economic mass destruction have found a whole new target. You see, the so-called nuclear threat that Iran supposedly poses toward Israel, and of course the entire world as well, is just a cover for Jewish finance capital's efforts to delay, emphasis on delay, the end of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, at least until they can secure control of a brand new one. It's the threat of Iran's oil exports traded in the various currencies of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that poses the real threat to the international banking cabal, at least until Zionist Jewry can figure out a way to gain total control over the BRICS nations. And they found a way to start doing just that. SWIFT. You see, just last week, the leaders of the BRICS nations met in New Delhi to deal with the implications of America's latest sanction against Iran, a world-threatening sanction at that. By banning Iran's banks from using member-owned SWIFT, the way money in international trading is sent from bank to bank, apparently under Zionist America's control, all the nations of the world have been put on notice that they could very well be next. And the BRICS ain't happy about that. For this is truly Zionist Jewry's brand new way of waging war. If bombs and NATO invasions won't work, then SWIFT, Zionist Jewry's deadly weapon of mass economic destruction, will. But international Jewry could be shooting itself in its foot. Not only have the BRICS pledged to start trading in their own currencies instead of the dollar, some in gold with Iran, they also agreed to form an alternative international bank to rival the Zionist-owned World Bank, with an infrastructure providing for their own SWIFT system of transferring money from bank to bank.
The leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, meeting in New Delhi on Thursday, drafted a joint statement lambasting the West's, quote, aggressive monetary policies and dominance of global institutions. Collectively known as the BRICS, the heads of the world's five largest emerging economies also took steps at the fourth annual summit towards greater unity and launched a proposal to create a financial institution that could eventually rival the World Bank.
What does this mean for the future of Judaic tyranny? Methinks that the BRICS' foremost nation, an emerging Russia, now a Christian country with two Christian leaders, Vladimir Putin and Dmitry Medvedev, can lead the way to entirely new and better world order.